بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا وعظيمنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما اللهم أخرجنا من ظلمات الوهم وأكرمنا بنور الفهم وأنعم علينا عظيم. I'm still going through the 40 Nawawi. And again I'll say this 40 hadith of Imam al-Nawawi. 40 hadith were collected by one of the greatest scholars, Imam al-Nawawi, rahimahullah ta'ala. On the 7th century after the migration, yani 700 Hijri. And those 40 hadith are the most essential hadith in Islam. One of the hadith that I went across today, that's narrated by Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كل سلامة من الناس عليه صدقة كل يوم تطلع فيه الشمس فتعدل بين اثنين صدقة وتعين الرجل على دابته وترفع عليه أمتعته صدقة وتميط الأذى عن الطريق صدقة والكلمة الطيبة صدقة. Narrated by Imam Bukhari and Imam Muslim. The hadith narrated by Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, where he says that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam says in the hadith that every joint in a human being's body, there is a sadaqah, a charity that's going to be paid. There's going to be a charity that's going to be paid for every joint in your body. And every morning the sun rises, there is a sadaqah's gonna be paid. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in this hadith, he says, to help someone to get on his camel. See, a camel is high. And you need someone, sometimes every person needs a lift to that camel. It's high. It's at least 2 meters and a half. So it's just to carry someone, help someone to get on his camel. It's a sadaqah, it's a donation. And to give him his luggage, to help him carry his luggage on the camel, it's also considered to be a sadaqah. وَالْكَلِمَةُ الطَّيِّبَةُ صَدَقَةً. The nice word is also a sadaqah. It's also considered to be a donation. وَإِمَاطَةُ الْأَذَى عَنِ الطَّرِيقِ صَدَقَةً. And to take the harm of the streets, where anything that's harmful on the street, to take that away, it's also a sadaqah. We start with the beginning. كُلُّ سُلَامَا مِنَ النَّاسِ عَلَيْهِ صَدَقَةً. Every joint in a human being's body, you have to pay a donation for every joint. So how many joints are there in a human being's body? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the hadith narrated by Imam Muslim, there's 360 joints. 360 joints. Remind you of 365 days of a year. There's 360 joints in a human being's body. Who created those joints? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why did Allah azza wa jal create those joints? It's because of your own benefit, for you to use it. And that's why Allah azza wa jal threatens the human being and says, بَلَا قَادِرِينَ عَلَىٰ أَن نُسَوِّيَ بَنَانَا. Allah Azza wa Jalla says in the Quran, indeed, we've got the power to make their joints stiff. They can't move it anymore. Everyone grab his fingers like that. And imagine if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps your fingers like that. You can't move them anymore. Your whole life is like this. Straighten your arm. Imagine there's now a joint in the elbow position. You can't move it anymore.
your shoulder, your knees, your toes. Imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not create joints there. How are you gonna live? How are you gonna grab? How are you gonna walk? How are you gonna eat? How are you gonna sleep? How are you gonna do your necessities? How are you gonna live your life? And that's why Allah Azza wa Jalla says, بَلَا قَادِرِينَ عَلَىٰ أَن نُسَوِّيَ بَنَانَا. Indeed, we've got the powers to stiffen all the joints of a human being. This is for you to realize. This is for us to realize the great bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us. And that's why Allah Azza wa Jalla says in the Quran, وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. سَنُرِيهِمْ آيَاتِنَا فِي الْآفَاقِ وَفِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَتَّى يَتَبَيَّنَ لَهُمْ أَنَّهُ الْحَقِّ. We're going to show them. We're going to show them our miracles. We're going to show them our verses until the truth is so clear in front of their eyes. And these miracles, Allah Azza wa Jalla said, فِي الْآفَاقِ. They'll see these miracles. They'll monitor and watch these miracles in this world and in themselves. Another verse says, وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. In yourselves, there are miracles. In yourself, there are miracles. One of them is what the Prophet ﷺ said, these joints. Imagine, just grab your hands like that. Imagine Allah Azza wa Jalla did not create joints in your hands. How many joints are there in your hands? It's at least 30. There's at least 30 joints in your hands. Allah created joints in your hands. Imagine there was no joints in your hand. For every joint, a Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there is a sadaqah for it. And this sadaqah is thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it. Saying alhamdulillah. Ashukrulillah. In a day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring everyone forward. Then Allah Azza wa Jalla will tell His servant, oh my servant, didn't I create you in a perfect form? Didn't I give you health? Didn't I give you cold water to drink? Why did you disobey me? لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. Indeed, we had created the human being in the most perfect and complete form. And these joints are one of them. And that's where the Prophet ﷺ calls them, كُلُّ سَلَامًا. They call it سَلَامًا. That's the names and joints of joints. كُلُّ سَلَامًا مِنَ النَّاسِ عَلَيْهِ صَدَقًا. Every joint in a human being's body, there is a sadaqah for it. And how many? 360. That means for every joint, they have to thank Allah Azza wa Jal. And how do you thank Him? By you saying Alhamdulillah. That means every morning, you have to say at least Alhamdulillah 360 times. That's a minimum, just for the joints. After the joints, start with the other organs. Start with the blood, then start with the skin, then start. Yeah, and if you want to thank Allah Azza wa Jal, just to thank Allah, what's going to take you from now till you die? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned a man from Bani Israel that worshipped Allah Azza wa Jal 500 years. How many years? 500 years. Okay, subhanallah. What a long term of life. Their time was short life. 500 years, that's the average life age for the people of Bani Israel. And that's why when Musa alayhi salam went past the lady, she was crying. So he told her, why are you crying? She said, my little son had died. How old was he? 180 years old. Subhanallah, very young. Miskin, he's a baby. Then Musa alayhi salam says, wallah, there's going to be a nation, the nation of Ahmad. Their age is between 60 and 70 years old. Between 60 and 70 years. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أعمار أمتي بين الستون وبين الستين والسبعين. That the ages of my nation is between 60 and 70. So when the lady heard, what? 60, 70? She said, I'll utilize that time just prostrating to Allah. 70 years, I'll just prostrate to Allah 70 years. A man from Bani Israel worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 500 years. Just worshipping Allah azza wa jal. Especially the followers of Musa, Allah azza wa jal was more strict on Bani Israel that's been strict on us. Because the people of Bani Israel that were strict, so Allah azza wa jal were more strict on them. So he worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 500 years. In a day of judgment, will stand in front of Allah Azza wa Jal. And then Allah Azza wa Jal will tell the angels, take him in the paradise with my mercy. So he'll say, Ya Allah, I worshipped you 500 years. I was looking forward for this time. I would like to see what this 500 years of worship got me. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered the angels to bring the scale. And then the scale was brought forward. Then Allah Azza wa Jal will order the 500 years of worship to be put on one part of a scale, and just the bounty of the sight. Nothing else but the sight. Nothing else but those two eyes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given to you for free. Put on the other part of the scale. And then, the bounty of the soul will be more heavier than those 500 years of worship. So Allah azza wa jalla tell the angels, just take him in the paradise with my mercy. Just to thank Allah, to worship Allah Azza wa Jal 500 years wasn't enough to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the sight that He had given him. So for every joint in your body, you have to thank Allah Azza wa Jal every morning. And there's a hadith that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, says, Allahumma ma asbaha bi min ni'matin aw bi ahadin min khalqika faminka wahdaka la sharika lak falaka alhamdu wa laka ash-shukr. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, anyone that says that dua, that Ya Allah, for every morning I wake up and for every night comes, for I thank you for every bounty that you have given to me, for all glory and thanks to you, Ya Allah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that anyone says that dua, he had thanked Allah Azza wa Jal for everything. Allahumma ma asbaha bi min ni'matin aw bi ahadin min khalqika faminka wahdaka la sharika lak falaka alhamdu wa laka ash-shukr. And at night he said, Allahumma ma amsa bi min ni'matin aw bi ahadin min khalqika faminka wahdaka la sharika lak falaka alhamdu wa laka ash-shukr. If you have any dua book, you'll find it there. Especially in the evening and the morning dua. Another hadith says that every morning that the sun rises, you have to thank Allah Azza wa Jal for every joint that He'd given you. For every alhamdulillah is a sadaqah. The hadith says, كُلُّ يَوْمٍ تَطْلُعُ عَلَيْهِ الشَّمْسِ عَلَيْهِ الصَّدَقَةِ فَكُلُّ تَحْمِيدَةٍ صَدَقَةً وَكُلُّ تَكْبِيرَةٍ صَدَقَةً وَكُلُّ تَهْلِيلَةٍ صَدَقَةً وَأَمْرٌ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ صَدَقَةً وَنَهْيٌ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ صَدَقَةً وَرَكَعَتَا الضُّحَى. It's enough. وَرَكَعَتَا الضُّحَى تُكْمِلُ ذَلِكَ. The hadith says that every morning the sun rises, you must thank Allah Azza wa Jal for every joint in your body. That means 360 joints. You have to give sadaqah. And sadaqah in this hadith means thanking. Not the donation. It means the donation, but the actual meaning of it is thanking Allah Azza wa Jal for it. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, for every word you say alhamdulillah, it's a sadaqah. And every word you say la ilaha illallah, it's a sadaqah. And every word subhanallah, it's a sadaqah. And calling for the good is a sadaqah. And preventing from that is a sadaqah. And praying to rak'ah, and praying to rak'ah duha, it's enough for the 360 joints thanking Allah Azza. It's enough to thank Allah Azza wa Jalla for those 360 joints. Rak'atay duha, two rak'ah duha, and salah rak'atay duha, the duha, it's not an obligatory prayer. It's a sunnah. Okay? It's a sunnah mu'akkadah. And before I mentioned what's a sunnah mu'akkadah is, a prayer that the Prophet ﷺ never used to miss. He was so constant on it. And the starting time of Salat al-Duha is when the sun rises. Once the sun rises, up to until duhur. That's the timing of the duha. And salat al-duha, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is to pray 2, 4, 6, or 8. Not more than 8. And not many, not less than 2. So you pray 2, 4, 6, or 8. Up to you. To pray to rak'ah duha, it's enough to thank Allah Azza wa Jal for all those joints. To pray to rak'ah duha, just by you praying to rak'ah duha, you have thanked Allah Azza wa Jal for all those joints. And when does rak'ah duha comes? Exactly after the sun rises. And exactly when your day begins, is when you stand up and start using those joints. So before you start using those joints, thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that had given you those joints. So Allah Azza wa Jal puts the blessing into you using those joints. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَكُلُّ يَوْمٍ تَطْلُعُ عَلَيْهِ الشَّمْسُ فَتَعْدِلُ بَيْنَ اثْنَيْنِ عَلَى صَدَقَةً. Every day that the sun rises and you bring peace between two people, it's a sadaqah. What a beautiful morning to start off. That you see two brothers in a conflict, you bring peace between them. It's a sadaqah. Allah Azza wa Jal said, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةً. The believers are brothers. فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَ أَخَوَيْكُمْ. So bring peace between your brothers. Struggle to bring peace between your brothers. Something you have to work on. Even if you have to lie. That's where lie is permissible. The only times that lying is permissible is to bring peace between two people. But not any lie again, ever exaggerate with a lie. No. Like for example, you've got two people. Person number A or number one, person number two. They've got a conflict that number two says about number one. Yani Muhammad says about Mahmoud, that Allah Mahmoud all the time backsbite me. He talks about me. I've heard this. So you go up to Muhammad and you tell him, Allah brother, Wallah, all the time, I'm all the time with Mahmoud. And Mahmoud only talks about it as good. Wallah, he said this and that about you. Even if he didn't say it, but say it to bring peace between them. And same thing can do with Muhammad. To bring peace between them. Lying is permissible to bring peace between two couples, even a husband and a wife. It's allowed. And the other time, that lying is permissible when some Muslim is captured by the enemy, he's as a war prisoner, and then they ask him, where are the Muslims? In which part? Or which area are they in? You tell them they're in area C, when the Muslims are in area A. Okay? It's permissible to lie. So Islam allows us to lie if you're going to bring peace between two couples. And that's why Allah Azza wa Jal says, فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَ أَخَوَيْكُمْ. It's an order from Allah Azza wa Jal to bring peace between the Muslims. It's an order from Allah Azza wa Jal. If a Muslim sees two Muslims fighting, that Muslim has got to go and stop this fighting and bring peace between the Muslims. Hadith narrated by Imam Bukhari, سباب المسلم فسوق وقتاله كفر. Swearing and abusing the Muslim is a fisq. And fisq means like a high stage of disobedience. وقتاله كفر. Fighting him or going against him is kufr. It's part of the kufr. So to bring peace between two Muslims is a great sadaqah. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching us more about the manners and morals of Islam. That manners and morals not only between the human beings, not between me and my brother, be nice to my brother and be generous to my brother, or abstain all harm away from my brother, even if your brother's not around. وَإِمَاطَةُ الْأَذَى عَنِ الطَّرِيقِ صَدَقَةً. To take away the harm from the roads, it's a sadaqah. Like for example, on the pathway, there's a tree. This tree harms the Muslims. It's got spikes. Or there's rocks that harms the Muslims when they walk on that road. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِمَاطَةُ الْأَذَى عَنِ الطَّرِيقِ. Taking this harm away from the roads of the people, it's a sadaqah. It's a great sadaqah. Like for example, having banana on a street, some old lady walk, slides. Take that away. Yani in other words, throwing litter on a road it's not Islam. Islam teaches us to be clean. Clean and not throwing any dirt on the ground. Do the right thing and throw it in the bin. Yeah, that's from Islam. The kuffar didn't bring that. That's Islam. Huh? This like the kuffar didn't bring it. Muslims brought that. The Prophet ﷺ was the first man to bring that. Cleanness on the roads. Subhanallah. And that's saying that subhanAllah is shocking. Sometimes someone's driving, throws the packet of cigarette there, throws a bottle of, you know, of can of coke, throws it, hits someone's head, or this. That's not Islam. Islam doesn't teach us this. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam teaches us, tells us, cleanness is Islam. Tahuru shatrul Islam, tahuru shatrul iman. Cleanness is half of the iman, and taking harm away from the path of the people is a sadaqah. It's a donation. It's a great deed. It's a great hasana. So I never throw things on the road. Keep it with you. You'll struggle. And another thing that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, وتحمل الرجل على دابته أو تعين عليها وترفع عليها أمتعته صدقة. To help someone ride a camel is a sadaqah. Subhanallah. Is it only helping someone to ride a camel? Okay, these days there's no camels. Subhanallah, there's a lot of things that you could help people in. Helping an old man cross the road, that's a sadaqah. Helping a handicapped, that's a sadaqah. Helping a little kid, that's a sadaqah. All these manners and morals, it's all sadaqah. It's all things that the Prophet ﷺ taught us. Before the kuffar bring it up, it was in our religion. They stole all this from us. And alhamdulillah, all we took from them is Nike and Adidas and Reebok, and that's all we took from them. But they took all the good things from us. Helping someone on a path, on a road, is sadaqah. Helping an old lady is a sadaqah. Carrying things for someone is a sadaqah. Seeing your neighbor coming back from shopping, carry the bags with him, is also sadaqah. All this is sadaqah. Someone's carrying heavy stuff, helping him, is sadaqah. A lot of things you could do as a sadaqah. A lot of things. That's what Islam teaches us. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Mecca saw an old lady carrying timber. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam started to help her. Started to help that old lady to carry timber. After he finished, she said, thank you very much for this help. I'm sorry I haven't got anything to reward you or give you as a pay. But I've got one good advice for you. The Prophet said, what is it? She told him, there's a man, his name is Muhammad in Mecca. He accuses and calls himself a messenger. Don't go and follow him. Wallahi, zikr khair, you'll be very nice. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, I'm Muhammad. So she said, you are Muhammad. So he said, yes. So she said, ashadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashadu Muhammad Rasulullah. Look at the manners of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Sahaba say, wallahi, I'll see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a female child, grabs the hand of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, takes him wherever she wants. Little girl, she just comes, grab the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's hand, grab my hand, hey, go. Okay, a little girl grab the hand of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, she'll go and take him wherever she wants. That's how humble he was. Okay, sadaqah. Be nice sadaqah. And not only carrying someone on a camel. Look, the Prophet ﷺ said to a stage, even helping him to carry his things on that camel is a sadaqah. It's also a donation. وَالْكَلِمَةُ طَيِّبَةُ صَدَقَةً. And saying the nice word is also considered to be a sadaqah. Saying the nice, beautiful word, it's also considered to be a sadaqah. Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Quran, وَالْكَلِمُ الطَّيِّبُ يَرْفَعُهُ وَالْكَلِمُ الْكَلِمُ الطَّيِّبُ وَالْعَمْلُ الصَّالِحُ. The verse says in Surah Fatir that the nice word, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevates it, accepts it. Allah accepts the nice word and accepts the good deed. So saying something nice is a sadaqah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the hadith, لَا يُؤْمِنَ أَحَدُكُمْ مَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ فَلْيُكْرِمْ ضَيْفَهُ وَمَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ فَلْيُكْرِمْ جَارَهُ وَمَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ فَلْيَقُلْ خَيْرًا أَوْ لِيَصْمُتْ. Whoever believes in Allah on a day of judgment, be generous to his guest. Whoever believes in Allah on a day of judgment, be generous to his neighbor. And whoever believes in Allah on a day of judgment, say something good or be quiet. Say something good or be quiet. saying something good, it's a sadaqah, it's a hasana. The way the Prophet ﷺ said, only good is to come out of his mouth. And he said, "Lastu bil fahish al badhi." I'm not the type of person that says bad words or wrong words. And the Prophet ﷺ says in a hadith, "Lays al mu'min bil la'an wa la ta'an wa la fahash." The believer, he's not the type of person that mentions bad words. Even mentioning the bad words of private parts or this and that, that's also fahish. That's bad. The Prophet ﷺ never used to be like that. Only a good word, Allah Azza wa Jal accepts. So saying a good word is a sadaqah in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Being nice to someone is a sadaqah in the eyes of Allah Azza wa Jal. Being generous to someone is a sadaqah in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So remember, every morning you wake up, you've got all this list. That list starts from now, or it starts from earth, ends at the seventh square. You have to thank Allah Azza wa Jalla for all those things. How are you going to thank Him? What's a minimum required from you to thank Allah Azza wa Jalla? There's two types of thanking Allah. هناك الشكر الواجب وهناك الشكر المندوب. The first thanking of Allah Azza wa Jalla is an obligatory thanks. The second thanks of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is an optional thanks. The first thanking Allah Azza wa Jalla, shukr al-wajib, is to abstain away from every haram and to implement every fard. That's the first shukr. Every fard you do. And every haram you abstain away from it. Zada shukr wajib. That's an obligatory thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ashukr al-mandub, the optional thanking of Allah Azza wa Jalla, is to increase from the worship. And nawafil. To increase from the worship. The non-obligatory acts. Like the hadith that all the time mentioned, وَمَا تَقَرَّبَ إِلَيَّ عَبْدِي بِشَيْنَ أَحَبَّ إِلَيَّ مِمَّ افْتَرَطْتُ عَلَيْهِ. That nothing is more beloved to me than my servant worshipping me through the fard, or practicing the fard. وَمَا يَزَالُ عَبْدِي يَتَقَرَّبُ إِلَيَّ بِالنَّوَافِلِ حَتَّى أُحِبَّ. And my servant is still getting closer to me with the non-obligatory worships until I love him. فَإِذَا أَحْبَبْتُهُ كُنْتُ سَمْعَهُ الَّذِي يَسْمَعُ بِهِ. When I love him, I'll become his hearing that he hears with. وَبَصَرَهُ الَّتِي يُبْصُرُ بِهَا. And his eyes that he sees with. وَيَدَهُ الَّتِي يَبْطِشُ بِهَا. And his hands that he touches with. ورجله التي يمشي بها, and his legs that he walks with. ولئن سألني لأعطينه, and if he asks me, I'm gonna give him. ولئن استعاذني لأعيذنه, and if he asks refuge from me, I'll give him refuge. So thanking Allah Azza wa Jalla, the shukr al-mandub, the optional thing, is to worship or to increase of the worship of Allah Azza wa Jalla with a non-obligatory act. Thanking Allah Azza wa Jalla is very important in our life. Something that you have to think of day and night. Every morning I wake up, after the first thing I have to start off with, how can I thank Allah Azza wa Jal? And every night I go to sleep, the last thing I have to think of is, how can I thank Allah Azza wa Jal? Have I thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enough today? For all these great bounties, for all these great gifts that Allah Azza wa Jal had given to me for free, have I thanked Him? If I did not thank Him enough, then the next morning, the first thing I have to think of is, how can I increase from the thanking of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How can I make Allah Azza wa Jal more happier from me? How can I elevate my position with Allah? Every morning, that's my first thing. Not every morning. Okay, start counting. How much dollars can I make today? How much iron can I pump today? Okay, which program I'm going to watch on TV? Which that, which this? Only hypocrite thinks like that. A believer every morning, when he wakes up, the first thing he says, Alhamdulillah. Thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, Alhamdulillah, being happy at the beginning. That Alhamdulillah, that Ya Allah, He made me a Muslim. And then he says, Alhamdulillah, the second time, crying, that Ya Allah, I'm too weak to thank You, so Allah strengthen me to thank You. That's what a real believer is. Says that the first time, alhamdulillah, being happy that I'm a Muslim. And says that the second time, crying, that Ya Allah, you've given me too much and I can't thank you. Sulaiman alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given him so much wealth that he made dua, Ya Allah, give me so much wealth, or give me wealth that you'll never give it to any person after me, and a wealth that you never gave to any person before me. And he make me the most richest man through this entire universe. So Allah Azza wa Jal gave him the wealth of imaginable things and non-imaginable things. Unimaginable things. He had so much wealth of everything. And he had a strong army where Allah Azza wa Jalla said, وَحُشِرَ لِسُلَيْمَانَ جُنُودُهُ مِنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ وَالطَّيْرِ. That the army of Sulaiman wasn't only from human beings, but also was from the spirits, and wasn't only from the jinn, was also from the animals. That's how much wealth Allah had given. So much wealth. And once when he was walking, him and his troop, they were walking. And there was a kingdom of ants getting together. So one ant sees Sulaiman and his troop are walking towards them. So the ant calls the ants, Ayyuhan namlu, O ants, run to your houses before Sulaiman and his army destroy you. Who heard that? Sulaiman alayhi salam. La yahtimannakum Sulaimanu wa junudu wa hum la yashurun. And subhanAllah, look at the beautiful verse. Allahu Akbar. The ant, you know what the ant said? Exactly. In Surah An-Naml. That all ants, go and hide in your houses before Sulaiman and his army destroy you. But the ant knows that Sulaiman is a prophet. You know what the ant said? And without them realizing. Because Sulaiman is a prophet, doesn't harm anyone. So he'll do this without him and his army realizing. لَيَحْتِمَنَّكُمْ سُلَيْمَانُ وَجُنُودُهُ وَهُمْ لَا يُشْعَرُونَ. Look at the manners of the ant. Look at the manners of the ant, the animal towards the prophet. That run to you, look what she said to the ants. Run to your houses and hide before Sulaiman and his troops destroy you. And Sulaiman doesn't realize. Because if Sulaiman realizes, he'll not do such a thing like that. That's the manners of an ant towards a prophet. So when Sulaiman alayhi salam heard this, he said, Ya Allah, Ya Rabb, Ya Allah, I thank you for all the wealth that you've given me and for making me a Muslim. And Ya Allah, I ask you to give me the strength to thank you. I ask you to give me the strength to thank you on all these bounties that you had given to me. وَأَوْزِعْنَا أَنْ أَشْكُرَ نِعْمَتَكَ الَّتِي أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِ وَعَلَى وَالِدَيْ وَأَنْ أَعْمَلَ صَالِحًا تَرْضَاهُ. Ya Allah, I ask you to give me the strength to thank you on all these bounties and gifts that you had given me. And all the bounties and gifts that you had given to my parents. And for you making me a Muslim. And Ya Allah, make me live as a Muslim and die as a Muslim. And that's a good dua for all of us. Every time, all the time, say, Allahumma awzi'na an ashkura ni'mataka allati an'amta 'alayya. Ya Allah, give me the strength to thank you and all these bounties they had given me. And a dua that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to all the time say after the salah, where once he saw Mu'adh ibn Jabal, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to love Mu'adh so much because he was one of those young adults, or young teenagers, enthusiastic teenagers, working for the deen. So he told them, Allah, Ya Mu'adh, Wallahi, inni la uhibbuk. O Mu'adh, Wallahi, in the name of Allah, I love you. La tada'anna dubra kulla salatin an taqul, Allahumma inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. O Mu'adh, Wallahi, I love you. And I told you, Mu'adh, don't you ever leave after every salah, don't you ever forget saying, Ya Allah, give me the strength on thanking you. And remembering you and worshipping you. Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husna ibadatik. Repeat after me. Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husna ibadatik. means, Ya Allah, strengthen me to thank you. Strengthen me to worship you and strengthen me to remember you. Something all the time, after every salah, all the time say. If you don't know it, ask few of the brothers or look in the dua book, you know it. Allahumma inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husna ibadah. Thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I remember one thing, one verse in the Quran. Wala in shakartum la azidannakum. If you thank me, I'll increase. So if you want Allah azza wa jalla to increase from the bounties upon you, thank Him. Don't be deceived. Saying, huh? I've got this body. I've got this nice looking face. I've got this strong body. I've got this money. Huh? Let's just start doing haram. I'll use it. No, you're abusing it, not using it. You're not going to get anywhere with that. Look at this body, look at this mosque. I'm going to lock myself for praying to Allah Azza wa Jal. Yeah, that's how you take care of it. That's how you win. That's your entertainment. Don't think by you worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal sacrifice. No, it's not a sacrifice. It's your amusement and that's your temptations, worshipping Allah. Inshallah, we have two brothers want to become Muslim. Yes, Brother Muhammad? Two brothers? Okay, inshallah, we'll bring those two brothers forward. I request all the brothers to be seated. Okay, and give us a bit of quietness. Jazakum Allah khair. Your name, brother?
Tony.
How you doing, Tony?
Not bad.
My name is. Your name, brother?
Yahya.
Yahya? You already changed it? MashaAllah. Okay. Start with, okay, Yahya starts with a Y and Tony starts with a T. So he's the lucky man and you the lucky last. Okay. Brother, it's so simple and easy. Islam is so natural. And Allah called it the natural religion and the Prophet called it the natural religion. To become a Muslim, it's more than easy. It's easier than eating your food. It's easier than wearing your clothes. Just all you got to do is testify. There's no God but Allah and Muhammad is Prophet. And that's a new pledge between you and your Lord. That's a new relationship between you and your Creator. You've been created by Him, and this whole time, you weren't with Him, now you are going back to Him. And you know how happy He is you know how happy Allah is for you to go back to Him? Allah said, Wallah is more happier than your mom folding you after a few days losing you. How happy is your mom? Then Allah is more happier than your mom. And Allah loves you more than your mom 70 times. So this is a new relationship between you and your Lord. You are going back to your Lord now. That's why I take care of it. Okay, brother. I'll say in Arabic, then we'll say in English. I'll say it slowly in Arabic, so repeat after me.
Ashadu. Allah.
Ilaha.
Illa.
Allah. Wa ashadu.
Washadu.
Anna.
Muhammadan. Muhammadan.
Rasulu.
Allah.
I bear witness. There's no God but Allah. And I bear witness. That Muhammad. Is the Prophet of Allah. We have brother Yahya. So simple. Okay. Repeat after me.
Ashadu.
Allah.
Ilaha.
Illa.
Allah.
Wa ashadu.
Anna.
Muhammadan.
Rasulu.
Allah.
I bear witness.
There's no God but Allah.
And I bear witness.
That Muhammad.
Is the Prophet of Allah.
Shabab, takbir. Takbir. Brothers, I'm so happy for you. Inshallah, relax. Relax, sit down. Alhamdulillah, shabab, look how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reviving His religion. Look how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to uphold His religion. Something I've all the time said, and something I all the time say, no matter how much you care about Allah's religion, well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cares about His religion more than you. No matter how much you worry about His religion, well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala worries about His religion more than you. Don't worry about Allah's religion. Don't think about Allah's religion. You know what you should worry about? is what Allah going to use you for? That's something you should worry about all the time. Allah's religion is to be taken care of its owner, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The same thing you take care of your belongings, the same thing you take care of your job, the same thing you take care of your family, the same thing you take care of your asset. Well, Allah takes care of His religion. And Allah cares about His religion. And Allah wants the best of for His religion. But care about one thing. What is Allah going to use you for? Is He going to use you for the deen? Is He going to use you for the religion, or is He going to use you against the religion? Is He going to use you the way He used the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum to uphold His deen? Or is He going to use you the way He used Fir'aun and Namrud to go against His deen? Something all the time keep in your mind. Something all the time carry yourself on. Something all the time judge yourself on. What are you being used for? I told you. And I'll say it again. Allah's religion has been taken care of Allah Himself. But are you going to be from those ones used by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If yes, then say Alhamdulillah and appreciate what Allah has given you and take care of it before you lose it. And if no, then you better cry. And ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to accept you again. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept you the way He accepted the Sahaba. Just you being in Allah's mosque. Just you being in Allah's house. Just you being in Allah's headquarters. That's a sign of Allah accepting you to be used by His religion. That's why thank Allah Azza wa Jalla that you are here. And say Alhamdulillah. Say Alhamdulillah. Allow the one Alhamdulillah. That Allah Azza wa Jalla brought me here. A lot of people are missing out. Appreciate Allah's ni'mah. Appreciate what Allah had given you. And believe me, if you're not going to take care of it, you'll lose it. Shabab takbir! Yalla, everyone come and make salam to your new Muslim brothers, inshaAllah.